I called in to be on like a radio panel where they would like preview or like have new songs come on, and then they cut to a panel of like three people who give their takes on it. Mm-hmm. And I got on for that once. Oh man, it was so embarrassing because they were like, "What do you?"
You just used to call in like without telling your mom or anything. Like,
oh yeah, probably. Well, dude, I had two older brothers, and we had like the radio station like on our speed dial.
Uh-huh.
And so I got like on this panel, and they were like, "I was like, the two people before me liked it. I didn't really like it so much, and I was trying to game for like a CD. I wanted them to like send me like a CD as the prize, and like I thought I got to pick the CD." And so he's like, he asked me, "It didn't make you happy?" I was like, "No." And he's like, "Well, what does make you happy?" And I said, "Limp Bizkit."
Hi, you're listening to People Are Strange, a podcast starring me, Andy.
And me, JK. Please be advised, this show contains strong language and explicit descriptions of adult situations.
People Are Strange is not intended to promote the use of drugs or a life in the arts.
If you do decide to experiment, please do so from an informed and responsible place.
Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Because after all, people are strange.
Have I ever told you about the time I went to the strip club? I told you that story.
Which one?
I've only been to a strip club once.
In Budapest?
No. In America, in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I don't
ever
think so.
I told you this story? Okay, so.
What strip club?
It was the Ritz.
Oh, yeah. I knew a girl. I smoked weed. I met this one girl in a pool while I was dating this other girl, and we talked for a long time. I got so long that I got pruny.
Was she a stripper at the Ritz?
Huh? No. But, well, maybe.
Anyway, so I went to the Ritz. So what happened? I had never been to a strip club before this.
That's it. She gave me a whole bunch of cards to get into the Ritz for free and told me to come and check it out.
Okay.
But
What'd you do with those cards?
I mean, there might still be a few.
See if they have an expiration date.
I know.
Because,
so let's hear.
So my oldest friend was in Baltimore. She has a place there, and I went to visit him, and it was him and his cousin were going to go out to the bar with me.
You mean your oldest as in he's been your friend for
the longest
amount of time?
Yeah, my longest.
Or he has the most amount of years and is also your friend?
No, he is not the oldest friend.
Some 65-year-old man that you're hanging out with?
Anyway, you know what I'm saying. I've known him since I was like 4 years old. So I roll over to his place in Baltimore. It was when I was living there. And he's going out to the bar. We're all going out to the bar. And it's me, him, and his very attractive female cousin. Right? And this girl is cute. Mm, you know?
Is this why you've been friends with him for so long?
No. This is the first time I've met this girl. So we all go out to the bar. And this was back when the Silk Road was a thing. Do you remember what that was?
Careful, let's not talk about that too much.
Well, it's done. It's gone. But basically, it was a service for purchasing drugs off the internet.
And anything else. You could hire hitmen and prostitutes.
No, not on the Silk Road. The Silk Road was mainly just for drugs and other things. They had a sister site that was for guns.
I don't know. Wasn't this like the deep internet thing?
Yeah, it was part of the deep internet.
No, I read an article about it, and you can get all that. You can do all that stuff.
Well, so anyway, I don't know because I never looked at it. You know, I've never seen it. And I actually have never used it. But anyway, this friend of mine has. And he had some really great job where he was like traveling a lot and not having to work too much. And he was totally using the Silk Road just to completely experiment with various drugs. So every so often he would show up and be like, "Hey, do you want to try this ecstasy that I got off the Silk Road? You know, it'd be really cool. You know, give it a shot." Or so anyway, and it was always some other random thing.
Like, what else?
Ecstasy. I mean, cocaine.
How much cocaine did he
buy? Straight MDMA. Maybe like just 1-2 grams from like different sellers, just to see what it was like. It was really just like an experimental thing. Like, is this a legit thing?
Or was it?
Yeah, everything that we got was absolutely fucking balls to the wall amazing because it was like Amazon, where if somebody didn't have good shit, they got a 1-star seller rating so quick. But if the good people had, bam, you know, 100 people, 5 stars, whatever. Uh-huh. So, I show up at his place one night, and at the time I was working at a really shitty job and taking a lot of narcotics, and which I do not advocate to anyone because those are vicious drugs. But anyway, on that night, I was on a substantial amount of methadone, which is a very strong, long-lasting opioid, which is basically like heroin, but over a long period of time.
So they give people to get off of heroin.
Yeah, yeah, and they shouldn't because it's awful and there are much better drugs to give them. But anyway, I was on a lot of methadone that night, and I show up at my buddy, let's call him Julio. I show up at Julio's place, and he's like, yeah, we've been doing Molly all night, and I have some 2CB too, which is a very like short hallucinogen. It's basically like a 2-hour acid trip. He's like, yeah, if you want to do any
what
of that.
What is it? Is it like a powder? Do you smoke
it? It's a powder. Yeah, it's a powder that you snort.
Okay.
Maybe you eat it. I think it's a powder that you snort, but, So he's like, yeah, you know, I have this 2CB, and I'm like, I don't know, I'm on a lot of methadone, so maybe I'll just chill on that. So we go out to this bar and start drinking. I'm really fucked up. They're on ecstasy, Molly, at this point, and they're both really fucked up. So his cousin, this cute girl, goes up to this group of girls, this group of strange girls in the bar who are playing this iPhone game where you have to guess words, you know, yeah, and they're doing it at a bar, and my buddy's cousin, Julio's cousin, is like, oh my god, I want to play with you guys.
Oh, she's a cute girl.
Yeah, she's cute, great. And they're all cute girls.
Inn you could have ever had.
She's totally our wingman right now. So she goes up to all these cute girls, and she's like, I want to play, and they're like, yeah. And so of course we're standing next to her, and they're like, do you want to play? And I'm like, sure. So you know, fast forward half an hour, we're sitting down with these girls,
did
chatting,
you do some of this
having
PDMA
drinks,
or whatever.
What? No. Yeah. No, 2CB is what it's called. I am just on methadone, and I've been drinking and smoking weed. So I'm like pretty fucked up. Methadone is basically like heroin. I'm basically on heroin at this point. We're sitting in this bar with these strange girls, and I've been drinking. And they're like, yeah, we're going to the strip club. We're going to the Ritz. Do you guys want to go? And beep. Who has recently made a lot of money and
you
is
mean,
really fucked
you
up.
Mean Julio?
Oh, shit. And Julio, it's cool. I'll cut it out. It's cool. I'll cut the name out. Don't worry about it. Julio, who's, you know, just recently made a lot of money and is so fucked up on MDMA, turns to me and is like, oh, we gotta go. And the girl, his cousin, Julio's cousin, is also like, oh my god, guys, let's go to the strip club. So I'm like, you know, he and I are like, there's four women asking us to go to a strip club. We gotta go.
And it's just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
Oh, yes.
So we hop in this cab. The girls, nobody exchanges numbers or anything. They're just like, we'll meet you at the Ritz. And they like disappear. And we're, you know, sitting around. We're all so fucked up. We're like, should we get a cab there? Are we going to be able to get there? Do we know where we're going? How's it going to work? And finally, Julio turns to me and he's just like, let's fucking do it, man. He steps out into the road, waves his hand, hails a cab. We get in. He goes, do you know where the Ritz is? And the guy's like, what? The Ritz? He's strip club Ritz. It's like, oh, yes, get in. So we pile into this cab. They take us to the Ritz. We're standing outside. Turns out there's like an expensive cover, like a $10 or $20 cover. We're all kind of like, what if these girls aren't even in here? What if it's really weird and creepy? We're looking at it. It's kind of dingy. We're not sure. Everyone's just like, oh, I don't know. Finally, after a couple minutes, Julio turns to me and he's like, let's just fucking do it, man. He pays the bouncer. We all walk in. There are the girls, right? Immediately, as soon as we walk into the strip club, they're like, hey, you came. We all meet up. We all go to the bar. So I've never been to a strip club before. And at first, it was exactly what I expected. Like these, you know, women with these very voluptuous hourglass shaped bodies who were like pretty, kind of looked like porn stars, you know, kind of weird. And then after a little while, girls that like, looked like girls that I date came in. Like these like little tiny like blonde girls start getting up on stage and it's full nudity. And so all of a sudden I'm like, holy shit, you know, kind of expecting to like be sort of attracted to strippers, but not really. All of a sudden I'm like, holy shit, like
you
that chick's hot. If
girl.
I saw this chick at a, you know, if I saw this chick at a bar, I would want to hit on her and I can just put dollar bills in my mouth and rub my face in her tits. So I did. Julio comes around and just handing out singles to me and his cousin. And so I'm like putting singles in this girl's. And I'm like, dude, she's really hot. So all of a sudden, this guy who's having a bachelor party gets up on stage and the strippers are like doing stuff to him and everything. And he's like, I'm going to tell him you're getting married. It's your bachelor party.
And
I'm like, no. I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that. And he's like, fine. I'm getting you a lap dance. And I'm like, the only way I'm getting a lap dance is if it's that one tiny blonde chick that just got up on stage. So he goes, this guy is very worldly and has apparently been to a lot of strip clubs before. So he immediately finds the guy who's like in charge of the strippers and he's like, hey, who's the one, you know, who's up on stage? Like we want her and we want a friend of hers. Like, come on. So we're sitting there. And so it's this really tiny blonde chick and then this other really tiny kind of like multi-ethnic, really beautiful girl with dark hair comes over and kind of like cocoa skin. Oh, she was so hot. And she sits down. She's the friend of the blonde girl. And she starts talking to me. And, you know, I meanwhile am fucking enjoying my balls off because, hey, I'm fucked up on, you know, like prescription heroin, basically. And I'm like realizing that like this is complete bullshit. Like these girls are friendly with me because they're getting my money. Like I don't have to give a fuck about impressing them. They're not going to sleep with me.
No,
like nothing matters.
Best
this is just
service.
Absolute fun, physical, whatever.
It's
who
party.
The fuck cares?
It's a,
party. So I'm like talking to this chick like, yeah, how'd you get a job here? You know, and turns out she's this like former punk girl. She used to go to a lot of like raves and she was a dancer at those and then she became a stripper, you know? So we're like talking. Meanwhile, Julio, it's like setting up things with the other girl too, and we have to like get the timing right, and we're like waiting for a private room to open. And at one point, he comes over to me, and he leans in my ear, like draping his weight over my shoulder, and he's like, "Hey, man, oh, I took some of that TCB. It's strong." So we're talking to this girl, and I'm like,
"Dude, does he get a lap dance while he's getting visuals?
Oh yeah,
tripping.
Oh yeah, just wait. God. So we're sitting there talking to this stripper while we wait for the blonde one to get off, and we're like, you know, just kind of like sitting on the couch, and I'm like, I'm really fucked up, but I'm still like semi-coherent. I just feel really good, and I'm sort of like doped out of my mind. And so I'm like having a coherent conversation with this girl. Meanwhile, my buddy is crouched on the ground, like literally like squatting on the ground next to the chair. And he looks up to ask her a question. I don't even remember what he said, you know? So I'm like, where's the other one? When's she coming back? And I look into his eyes and I just realize like he is gone. You know, he is not here anymore. He's in a different place.
Goodness.
So after about like 20 minutes of getting more and more fucked up and talking to these girls, they're finally like, we only have one private room open. So I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Just let us both in the same room. Who the cares? It was like the end of the night. We were probably waiting for like maybe a half an hour, you know?
Jeez.
And we both go into this private room and these girls dance with us. And I, you know.
Dance with
like,
you?
Well,
dance with you.
These girls give us lap dances.
These girls dance on you.
And, yeah, dance on us. And you know,
you go up there and slow dance for a little while.
It was sort of like what I expected. Like, it was frustrating, you know, but it was still like pleasant. And like, you know, I wasn't really sure how much I could get away with, but I was so fucked up that I was just like, well, I mean, you know, what's she going to do? Like, smack my hand, you know, and say, no. But like during it, you know, half the time I kept like looking over her shoulder just to see how fucked up Julio was. And he is so into the lap dance.
Oh my god.
I saw the girl had to be like, hey, you can't do that to him like once or twice. So I'm like, you know, this like hot, like tiny little
girl. You were in the same
girl.
Room as him?
Yeah. I was right across from him.
Uh-huh.
There were two benches. And because, you know, we would have had to wait longer. And I was like, fuck it. It's not like we're going to screw these girls. I don't care about him being in the same room while we're doing lap dances. It was kind of fun. You know, so like, but I was torn between like really enjoying this lap dance and like looking over his shoulder and cracking up and how fucked up my buddy was.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
So at the end of the night, I paid for the cab with his credit card and he was so fucked up. He thanked me for paying for the cab.
Nice.
But he knew he was paying. He told me to pay, you know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Excuse me, sir. I believe I'll have another.
And so I'm just so fucking fucked up, I can't even drink water all day. And meanwhile, the rest of these fucking kids in the group are out fucking seeing this beautiful artwork and all this shit. And I'm just fucking trying to hold down water.
Dude, you know what? Fuck it. Because what? How much would that seeing architecture and artwork really have enriched your life? Not as much as doing...
I saw a whole bunch in that trip.
Not as much as doing blow and hooking up with prostitutes in a back alley.
No, it was... Well, that's the thing. They advertised it as a strip club, sure, but they were all just like... No one was dancing. No one was topless. Sure, they just want you to, like, go in the back room.
Definitely.
But and that's so when later on, when I had another one of my decadent nights, I was very skeptical about where we ended up.
Did you go back to the same club?
No, this was later on. This was when we were in Prague. And this was after I had studied abroad, but I met back up with those same guys who I actually was with on that very first night in Madrid. Mm-hmm. And so we had studied abroad. You know,
so you met up with the same guys from the previous story. The dudes one
this
of them
like
has
4 months
been
later,
blown by a Spanish prostitute.
Yeah. This is like 4.5 months later.
4.5 months later, you meet up with the same dudes in Prague.
Like, we had hung out during our time in Barcelona.
Did you go to the Red Hat? The bar I told you about?
Oh, I don't know. In Budapest?
In Prague, place that sells weed.
Oh, yeah, I did. Of course I went there. And I went down into the basement and went to the bathroom.
Did you buy weed?
I didn't see the guy. I didn't see... Supposedly there was supposed to be like a bag under a toilet seat, too. I looked there. Didn't fucking...
What?
Just a whole bunch of crazy...
bag under a toilet
just a bunch
seat.
Of crazy shit.
Let me tell you about my Prague
No, wait. So I met up with the same guys... and we go out to this, and of course, I'm sure we were probably smoking. We were able to find some really, really good pot that we were able to buy from the Africans there. I think I might have mentioned this before, but we were also ripped off by gypsies there, who sold me street tar hats.
Why? Okay.
Yeah, when they did that shit. So we,
fucking
but we,
gypsies?
We did find
Why
some
would
good,
you trust them?
I didn't know that they were gypsies. I just thought that they, like, you know, I just thought that they were fucking
they
guys. Like, you know, normally it's like you don't want to trust, like, the immigrant because it's like you... I mean, that sounds really bad to say, but it's like normally you'd be like, oh, I guess, you know, I probably would talk to the local and see if I couldn't get hooked up with them.
Right.
As opposed to the guy who's obviously, you know, kind of found his way here from wherever. Mm-hmm. But those guys were the most straight because they had the most to lose. The guys that fucking lived there... just had nothing to lose, knew all the fucking streets, knew that they could skirt the fucking local laws and not be persecuted, so they didn't give a fuck. They were ripping people off all left and right. And I didn't,
so you should have trusted the immigrants.
I ended up going back to them. I learned my fucking lesson. It was
a lesson to you conservatives out there.
It's a lesson to myself.
Immigrants are more trustworthy.
Well, these guys certainly had more to lose, and so they hooked it up. But so we were hanging out, and we went to this one, like, club, and this is kind of like springtime, you know, a little earlier than, like, the big tourist season, so the cities weren't really that crowded when we were going around. And so we go into this, like, one club, and we've had, a bunch of drink, like, they drink more beer per capita in the Czech Republic than, like, anywhere else in the world, I think.
Yeah.
And so they had all sorts of beer. They had, like, weed beer, they had, like, vodka with, like, weed seeds in it. They had all sorts of, like, crazy fucking beer, so we would just buy a bunch of beer. And so we ended up in this club, and there was, like, no one else in there, but they were doing this, like, crazy projections on the screen and had, like, decent music going, so we were like, all right,
you're
fuck
in
it.
An empty club that's, like, nuts, right?
Pretty much. And so we were, like, moved a couple couches around and, like, had a table there, and they're like, fuck it, you know, we'll just chill out here, get some drinks, hang out, and this is cool. But then, like, very abruptly, they just, like, turned the lights on and was just like, that's it. The club's closed. Party's over. And we were like, well, can we get, like, a drink from the bar? And they were like, nope, that's it. It's all over. And we're like, there's no last call? And they're like, nope, you have to go. And we're like, well, there's a guy.
You were giving these dudes shit. Meanwhile, they were trying to close down the bar so they could set up their back alley.
Yeah, maybe.
Heroin dealing operation.
You know, there was no, like, notice. There was no call to arms. We didn't notice, you know the fucking local customs or whatever. And it was, like, an obscure time. It was, like 11:47 or something like that. It was, like, a really weird time to be, like, closing the bar. And so, like, this one guy is, like, still at the bar. And we were like, oh, well, you know, he's getting a drink. Why can't we get a drink? They're like, no, just go on out. And so we're like, fine. We go on out to the streets, and we're kind of hanging out there in the front of this little club, trying to figure out our next move. We were thinking, all right, maybe we'll go to one of these strip clubs, because everywhere you go in fucking Prague, they, in addition to the street meat that they have, the street wieners that are available for super cheap and are super delicious.
Street wieners.
You can get for, like $2, this huge, like, sausage with, like, sauerkraut and, like, onions.
$2 street
wiener. Oh my god, but it was a full meal. And when you're backpacking around, this was awesome. They also had these like fried cheese sandwiches. They would just be like drunk and just load up with like
street wieners.
Fucking mustard and ketchup and mayonnaise street and just go sandwiches. Crazy street on it. Witches. Oh my god, it was so good. It was exactly what you needed when you were drinking beer witches. All day. So we,
it's all about the heroes, so man.
We were looking for the best bargain as well. And if you go into these like strip clubs, this one place was like, you get like four drinks for free. Like, right. You pay like a certain cover, but then you get like four drinks for free when you go in. And so it's like, all right, well, for how much the cover is, for four drinks, you would pay more than that to get four drinks at like another bar. So you might as well go there, pay the cover, get those four drinks for less money than you would spend somewhere else to get them, and get to look at naked girls in the process.
Absolutely.
So we were like, all right, we'll probably go there.
I love some titties.
But then one of these guys from the club comes outside and he's like, hey, what are you guys talking shit about us for? We saw you in the club. You were talking shit about us when I was getting a drink.
Now, had you been talking shit about them at all?
No. You swear? No, no. Yeah, you swear? No, not I swear. At all. I would be honest. Really? Here, of course. We honestly have.
Sure, you didn't just forget because you were drunk?
We weren't concerned about them at all. All we said...
Maybe they just wanted to be... Were they British?
No. I think they might have been American kids, like, studying maybe over there or somewhere else. But, like, we were like...
Americans.
We commented on them being served at the bar and why we wanted to be served, but we didn't say anything disparaging about them. And one of these kids had, like, kind of a pudgy face and was, you know, maybe a little bit taller than me, but, like...
So, wait. They saw you commenting about the fact that they got served before you and took that, probably,
as some sort of slight.
What a douchebag.
And so this guy had this terrible mustache. He had his whole face shaved and this terrible, terrible wispy mustache.
Big dude, beefy dude, flat face.
Kind of fat face, like kind of, no, smooth, not pimpled, smooth. But, like...
No, pit bull.
Oh, no, but... Not necessarily like very toned. Didn't look like a scrapper necessarily, but just kind of like round, just like in a shitty mustache.
Now, what is your thought process at this time? Are you like, I want to fight this dude?
No, very calm. I didn't want to fight at all. Like at other times, like in this study abroad process, I would have been ready to fucking go. But on this particular,
I've never seen you not ready to go.
When
you're drunk, at least.
Yeah. No,
I've seen you threaten to pull a shotgun.
No, I didn't threaten to pull a shotgun. You like gotta stop saying that to people.
I'm just saying.
I have a shotgun upstairs. That never happened.
Absolutely.
That never fucking happened. So anyway, was completely fucking calm. I was like really not in the mood to do anything. So I was just like, whatever, just like get away from us. I'm trying to reminisce with my boys. I'm trying to have like a fun fucking time, like meeting up with these guys in Prague and going to
chill with my boys in the club, yo.
Yeah. And it's like, get out of here. And so this guy was just with the shitty mustache just kept giving us shit. And like, he had this like short friend who was just like real weasel faced and was just like, so where are you guys going, huh? Where are you off to next? What you guys plans next? And I was just like, dude, we don't want to tell you. We don't want to like meet up with you. We don't want to hang out with you.
Were you with cute girls?
No, it was just me and these like three other... No, it was me and one, two, three, four other guys. So it was like five of us and three of them. It was this short weasel-faced guy, shitty mustache.
Weasel face, mustache, and...
This skinny Asian guy. Skinny, tall Asian guy with like glasses.
Okay.
Very much like not trying to...
Four eyes, we'll call it.
Whatever.
Mustache, weasel face, and four eyes.
Yeah. And so we're just... I'm like, dude, we don't want to fucking hang out with you. Just like, go about your business. We'll be on our way. Whatever. And then so we start like walking away, and this guy with the shitty mustache starts mooning us in the middle of the street. He pulls his pants down, starts showing us his ass and like slapping his ass and like antagonizing us in the middle of the street.
Hold on. Did you moon him back?
No!
But dude, I have seen your ass more than anyone else I know.
But I'm not gonna...
How did you... Okay, alright.
You
you're in a cultured
in, like,
city. You're not in America.
You moon someone as like a surprise. Yeah. You don't like moon someone and like someone moons you and you moon them back like, look at my ass. Look at my ass. No, I'm not gonna... go butt to butt with this guy. Like, no. So this guy's like,
would do.
Showing us his ass, slapping our ass, and we're like walking away. And he's like,
slapping our ass?
Slapping his ass.
Right, okay.
And he's like walking backwards down the street, like following us down the street with his pants down. And there's like other people from other bars, like out in the street, watching this happen. And I talk to these guys, I'm like, guys, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what are we going to do here?
This guy, I'm just picturing this dude, this like pale, awful, was it mustache weasel face?
It was mustache. Okay, big, so it was
mustache, just has his pants down around his ass. He's got this like pale, like awful,
so pale,
hairy
so pale
ass. And he's just following you down the street
just
with his ass out.
Slapping his ass.
Slap, is that exactly
slapping
what he's doing?
Slapping exactly what he's doing. Exactly what he's doing.
Meanwhile,
and there's like street lights everywhere. It's like well lit out there.
Dignified Europeans are walking by.
Like, historical city.
No wonder Americans get such a bad rap.
So we're like, I'm like, guys, what are we gonna do here? This is ridiculous. Like, either we're gonna like fight this guy or we're not. I'm not gonna fucking do this by myself. And so we all just like turn around, and he like doesn't notice for a second because he's drunk and has his back to us. But then he kind of looks over his shoulder mid like cheek slap and realizes we're coming towards him, and he starts scoot shuffling forward, like trying to get his pants back up and get back to his friends. But I'm like, dudes, there's like five of us. There's three of you. Like, step the fuck off. Like, let's go our separate ways. This guy with the shitty mustache would just not give it up. Just kept fucking antagonizing.
Like a proper douchebag.
And so we were just like, you know, going back and forth, whatever. And then the little weasel face guy, he finally snaps.
I like to imagine him with a fedora, even though
he would be the
one
kind of guy to wear that. He's just a little Napoleon complex.
So this little tiny weasel faced guy in a fedora,
he looks
snaps
at me because I'm standing kind of in the front of the group, and he goes, "You know what? You talk a lot of shit." And he charges right at me. Ugh. And I kind of do this little like sidestep where I just like step. I could have like, looking back, like I wish I like drop kicked him in the face and like lifted my, but I just like just this little sidestep and jumped out to the side, and he like goes into this pack of like four other guys behind me who just like
strangers.
No, my friends.
Oh, okay.
Like all the guys that I was with who we were like, dude, there's more of us than you, like fucking step off. Fucking goes right past me, right into them, who like then they like tackle him to the ground, and he like squirts up and then just goes I had my eyes on the other two guys because it's like I was like battles on multiple fronts here. I didn't want to be attacked from behind. I didn't want to get fucking punched in the face. I'm like, my chips are coming to a close. I'm not trying to get fucking punched in the face. But like, so this guy charges me, he squirts up and then runs as fast as he can right past his friends. Right past him and just leaves him. So now there's just
my
shitty mustache and then Four Eyes there, fucking, and Four Eyes wants nothing to do with this. He's just like, he's like trying to be like, he's trying to talk his drunk friend down, but his drunk friend mustache is just going fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, all right, that's fucking it. And so come around, I fucking throw a little, you know, a little right hook. Then he, instead of like retaliating to me, goes and runs at like my friend who's like kind of like short, a little pudgier, not
he
like
target the smallest guy.
He targeted the smallest guy, and he ran straight at him, like away from me, and he open-handed.
Weasel face.
Weasel face is long gone.
Four Eyes is targeted the small.
No, Four Eyes is standing back. This is
mustache.
This is mustache.
Breaking my heart.
And slaps him open-handed right in the ear. Like the most awkward swing, and just slaps him right in the ear. He's like, what the fuck? Like, you
why
slap
the ear,
yes,
man?
Like, exactly. Like, you slapped me in the fucking ear. And so then we're like pissed off because like you picked like the like him of all of us. Like, you went for him and fucking attacked him with this open palm slap. And
you
so my one buddy,
Shorty, you mess with us.
My one buddy Sticky finally comes out, and he,
it's big of you.
Yeah, yeah. He comes out and he finally gets involved and throws a little uppercut to the one guy.
Throws some bows.
And then like, and then meanwhile, Four Eyes gets in my face, and he's like, comes between me and Mustache, and I've got my arm pulled back because I don't know what his intentions are. And he's like, you know, trying to like diffuse it, like calm down, stop. But it's like, you know, your buddy just fucking hit my friend. Like, this is not, like, he just escalated it. And so, like, I'm cocked back. I'm like, dude, like, I don't know if, like, we're fighting or, like, what you're doing. But so I end up getting around him. Four Eyes, instead of dealing with us, finally just grabs his friend and pulls him back and, like, sets him up to the wall. Meanwhile, I want to, like, get the fuck out of there because I don't know if Weasel's coming back with, like, Weasel Face is coming back with a knife or, like, some fucking, like, weapon or some shit. Like, if he's ran off to, like, some fucking wherever. So I'm trying to, like, get the fuck out of there. And so he finally grabs him, pulls him back, and we're like, all right, that's fucking it. We're done. Let's go. Let's go. And so we're all fucking then energized and fucking on this adrenaline, and we're like fucking just high-fiving, like, yeah, we had no desire to be in that fight, no, like, intention to be in that fight. We totally outnumbered them. It was not a fair fight, but it was like they just wouldn't let it go. And so we were just like, fuck it, you know? And so we ended up just like, we're like, all right, so let's go to the fucking strip club. And then we end up going to the fucking strip club.
We just got in a fight. Yeah.
It was the most, it's like some fucking blood. Like,
you got split lift.
We needed, like, fucking, like, raw steaks and, like, scotch. That was the only thing to, like, make us, like, more of, like, the...
Did you order steaks?
No. No, we didn't. But we did get to see some fucking juicy thighs, I'll tell you. Yeah. But, like, yeah. I wanted to go in because I remembered the strip club, quote-unquote, in Madrid that was just, like, a whorehouse. I was like, we don't want to come in here if it's just like that. But if there's actually people dancing around, that's cool. So I went in there before everyone, like, sat down.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, so I remembered before it was just like a whorehouse. And I was like, let's go to the whorehouse.
No, we wanted to, like, sit there and enjoy our drinks and, like, talk and, like, fucking reminisce and like, just, you know, fucking shoot the shit. And so I go in there and I sit and enjoy this, like, little private fucking dance. And the one guy who's from Poland who, like, was friends with the kid who got slapped in the ear, and he comes in, he's like, so are we staying here? Are we staying here? Like, is this good? And I was like, shh, just wait till this dance.
Thank you for joining us for People Are Strange.
If you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook.
Subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes.
Email us, andyandjk@gmail.com.
And most importantly, tell your friends.
I'm Andy.
And I'm JK.
Be sure to check back with us next week for another exciting new episode of
People Are Strange.